Today we have Dr. Scott Hollier with us to talk about web accessibility and update us on what's happening behind the scenes to make the web more usable for people who are blind and vision impaired. Welcome, Scott.
Thank you. Great to be back again, Roberta.
First of all, can you just recap what web accessibility is for us, Scott?
Sure. Web accessibility is a combination of things, but basically it means that when people build websites, they have to make sure that they build them in a particular way to make sure that they work with technologies like screen readers. Web accessibility, the reason why I mention that it is a number of things, because in order for the web to be accessible, both the websites have to be designed properly and the technology reading them has to be able to work with them too. So it's that combination of a good screen reader with a well-designed and developed website, and those two things together can make the web really accessible.
And what is the W3C and what is Media Access Australia's involvement with it?
The W3C is the World Wide Web Consortium, and like we've talked about on some of the other programs, it's basically like the United Nations of the Internet. There's organisations from all over the world that come together to develop standards and to work on the code and things like that that happen behind the scenes to make the web work the way that we know of it today. And it's a very active group. There's hundreds of organisations all contributing to getting all these things right so that, when we use the web, it's just a great experience for us. And what Media Access have been done is that we're a member of the World Wide Web Consortium. We joined it at the beginning of 2009. So we're also involved in contributing to some of those standards.
So what does Media Access Australia do to promote web accessibility?
We have a few things. We're involved in the web accessibility working groups. So in terms of developing those standards and especially the accessibility standards. So one of the really big standards is the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines, or WCAG as they call it. And we look at things like that. I have a monthly column on our website, the W3C column, where I talk about, especially to developers, on how developers can build websites that are accessible and conform with accessibility criteria based on those standards. So basically, we try very hard to work with developers on how they can build accessible websites and also consumers to make sure that people have good information on what are the best screen readers to use and best web browsers to use and things like that, like we've talked about before. So we're really active in this area and, it's a great opportunity to really provide support.
Does the government have any web accessibility initiatives?
It does. The government have introduced what they've called the National Transition Strategy, the NTS. And what that means is that all federal government websites have to conform to certain accessibility criteria based on that WCAG standard to a certain level by 2012 and a secondary or advanced level by the end of 2014. So that's a wonderful, wonderful initiative by the federal government. And it's great that, by the end of 2012 we'll have a certain amount of accessibility in government sites, and then 2 years later we'll have that sort of next level. So people who are using programs like JAWS and MVDA can look forward to getting better access to government information in the coming years, and that's both federal and also the states at different implementation levels are on board as well. So anything.gov.au is going to be quite accessible in the coming years, which is wonderful.
That's good news. Now, are there any other W3C things on the horizon that could have an impact on how people who are blind or vision impaired use the web?
There are, Roberta, and as we talked about on some of the other weeks, there's been some really exciting movements in the W3C. The two really big ones are HTML5, which is the new standard of code that happens behind web pages, and that's going to make things a lot more accessible. And also WayARIA, which is a way of making internet applications more accessible. We're seeing developers starting to put the code into to make things like that work. And that's really exciting. So what that means for us is that when we use screen readers in the coming years, as our browsers get updated, and I think we talked about earlier how Firefox and Internet Explorer have been updated recently, as they keep getting updated with the new standards, and as NVDA, JAWS, and programs like that keep getting updated too, we're going to see many, many improvements on and much easier on how people with disabilities and, especially blind and visually impaired people are able to use the web. So there's lots to look forward to, and the W3C have lots of standards being produced which are really going to help.
Well, thanks, Scott, for all of that. For more information on web accessibility, you can visit the online media section of the Media Access Australia website, and that's at mediaaccess.org.au. And there you'll also find Dr. Scott's monthly W3C column discussing the latest trends in web accessibility. I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier, who is Project Manager for Media Access Australia in WA, and Media Access Australia are supporters of this program.